This Wednesday, November 14th, the Jazz Masters Series in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus presents Miguel Zenon's Identities Are Changeable, Tales from the Diaspora. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Building on the critical success of his 2011 recording Alma and Dentro, the Puerto Rican songbook, saxophonist Miguel Zenon has enlarged his musical and theatrical boundaries with this ambitious project built around his longtime quartet as the artistic core for a 12-piece big band with accompanying video. This exciting collaboration between Zenon and video artist David Demphoff, Identities Are Changeable, Tales from the Diaspora, is a thrilling counterpoint of music, language, and images, cross-cutting between Puerto Rico and New York, all about living contrapuntally, the split focus of Puerto Rican Americans' cultural identity and the basic question of who someone really is by virtue of family, language, ritual, neighborhood, and memory. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
We've been really blessed with our jazz series at the Williams Center over the last few years by how frequently and serendipitously some of the great young jazz musicians from the American scene cycle through various ensembles that we book to perform here. 2.5 years ago, we had an octet that tours under the masthead SF Jazz Collective, and the artistic director is a young Puerto Rican saxophonist named Miguel Zenon. He came in the fall of 2003 as the second saxophonist in the sextet led by David Sanchez. Miguel was an unknown young player. It was immediately apparent that he was a voice to be reckoned with. The two saxophones on stage, David and Miguel together, were out of this world. All three of his recordings with his quartets have tapped into the musical roots of Puerto Rico. He's developed them into tapestries of just brilliant compositions, but the breath of the music is never very far away from the heartbeat and the pulse of Puerto Rican musical culture and society. The project that he's bringing here is enlarged from his normal quartet. It's a 16-piece band. One of the real treats of this program is a documentary film produced specifically for this tour, interviewing lots of Puerto Rican expatriates who have gone into very prominent positions in American society, politics, American education, now cultural leaders in our own country who continue to carry the masthead of their lineage, their ancestry of Puerto Rico, but very consciously merging this with all the values and the heritages and the cultural histories of different peoples from the United States, making this a dominant voice in the celebration of American culture with a Puerto Rican accent, if you will. Some of the figures that are sampled in the documentary film, one of them is the bilingual figure from Sesame Street. All 10-year-olds in the audience will know who she is. You'll recognize a lot of different American leaders from this documentary. And as I understand it, the rhythms and the flow of images in the documentary mirror and are then mirrored by the musical improvisations of the jazz. And there's no one more masterful than Miguel Zenon in shaping these musical textures, giving them their integrity, stimulating the ear and the mind and the eye all at once, and coming from the jazz foundations that we've heard Miguel bring to us in different configurations, but taking it more into a comprehensive work of art that has visual elements, oral elements, and elements of cultural commentary as well. It's a perfect segue from the September performance that we had with 90 Miles that really anchored itself in the dialogue between American jazz and Cuban jazz, moving it now into more specific celebration of the Puerto Rican expatriate community within the United States, as defined in musical terms and in visual terms, with the conversations that the audience will hear among a community of Puerto Rican expatriates that will come to life in this documentary film on stage. There'll be a pre-concert talk at 7 p.m. by Miguel about this whole project. We're thrilled to bring it to the Lehigh Valley. Come and hear Miguel Zenon, who is a musical master, shape these, bring them to the listenership, all with some fantastic jazz ensemble of 16 players.
Everyone is reasonably familiar with the cauldron, the cooking that brought about jazz in New Orleans, that brought about jazz in that particular Caribbean port, but here's another flavor, here's another thread in that fabric of the same creation.
In the world of the 18th and 19th century, New Orleans was the arrival point of immigrants who actually brought these musical traditions physically into this country. The connection with Cuba and other Caribbean cultures has happened more by airplane. and by exchanges of recordings.
Ellis Finger, director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. Miguel Zenon's Identities Are Changeable, Tales from the Diaspora, is on stage this Wednesday, November 14th, in the Williams Center for the Arts at 8 p.m. Miguel Zenon will be giving an artist talk at 7 p.m. For more information, the box office number is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.